I think this is a good time to plug my fine sponsor, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Yes. And again, lessons of all for all ages and probably levels too, and a wide variety of guitars. So go to jeffsguitar.com and find out more. Yeah?
That's awesome, man.
Looks like I wasn't fooled again. Yeah. I think this is my favorite Tom Petty song.
There you go.
Well, I pick and choose, you know, some of the weird stuff that I have that other people haven't heard before. They're obscure, you know, bands that lasted 5-6 years, put out a number of albums, but some of the best songs are the ones that never get played on the radio.
That's very true. You know, it's
well,
like,
Ballad of TV Violence, they're not going to play that.
Yeah.
You know, but because it does sound, hey, we got Joe?
We do have Joe, yeah.
Hey, Joe, where you at? Are you in Tucson or Stevens Point today?
I'm in Tucson. And
you'll be back.
Yeah, man.
You'll be back.
Yeah, oh, I'll tell you what.
Wait till I start the revolution. Yeah. You'll be back.
You know what, that music point, that's funny that you said that, and because I had to ask Jason what that was, because that you guys played at the half an hour break there, Jeff Beck Wired. Man, that just takes me back. That's like 2,785 joints ago. So it's been a while.
I was in college listening to that. A friend of mine turned me on to that. I'm sure he's still listening to them. There were several albums by Jeff Beck that were just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a real time unto itself, but... You know, I mean, here we are. You look at where things were then, the music was probably much more diverse and radical, but you look at the dumbed-down process of what happened, and this country has literally, like, this is 40 years of an overflowing political trash can. You know, like now, the only thing that is in the news media cycle is spectacle. And then shadow spectacle, a political spectacle meets media spectacle following the spectacle. And we never break out of this vicious cycle. We the people have been so neutered from the process. I hear you when you say voting doesn't work. But the only time I ever saw Republicans, and this is due to their leadership, this is not, they don't get out in March. They'll scale a wall January 6th if they're... psychopathic leader tells them to, but at the end of the day they don't. And so we saw, like, we got neutered with Black Lives Matter. Nothing came out of that. Zero. Nothing came out of Occupy Wall Street. Nothing came out of the protesting Bush in the early years of the Iraq war, coming bouncing off of that, you know. And so we have to be really cognizant, I think, of how failed of a movement the Democratic Party is right now. And, you know, to now the whole news cycle, it's not about what this money and what it would do. That they never go to the spectacle of the story of suffering by elderly, by children, by the everybody left out who isn't a baby boomer who has a, you know, a really nice looking retirement portfolio. You know, this thing, it's just, this is end game stuff. And I think that we've just really, like, we better get on the cycle and start spinning those tires, because, like, if we get blown out of office, which is very likely, like, dude, this is last chance dance time. You know, it really is. And, but I mean, or is it just a natural outcome from what we have built? And we as Democrats, I'll tell you what, man, like, what a sad story to lose to these psychopaths. It would be like being outfought. You're in your adult years and you know calculations, you know electrical theory, you know all this, but you're getting blown out by an emotional third grader.
Yes.
I mean, it's that bad. Yeah. And it should be embarrassing, but we get locked up on this station about spectacle of Republican idiocy and just going down it. And every story's got to be, oh, my God, got another story about Republican lunacy. Okay, well, they're kicking the crap out of us. politically.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Joe, and thanks for calling again. It's, you know, the voice for the Democratic Party. And one of the reasons, listen, every time there's like a movement and then you label it, especially if it's a color or something, and you say Black Lives Matter, I mean, right away I knew there was going to be pushback, blowback, white supremacy crap coming back. Got to come up with some different slogans that aren't slogans, okay? That just, you know, don't open it up for attack. I'm not saying that Black Lives Matter was the wrong movement. Of course it's the right movement. I don't think it should have been labeled that. I'm sorry. It just sounds to me, you know, it's like, I don't have a Black Lives Matter sign in my yard because I'm out in the street with people that are black fighting against this stuff. I go right to their neighborhoods. I think if you have one of those signs in your yard and you don't go to, you know, some urban community that's in strife and support the people when they're having a rally there, then, you know, that's why we don't ever get enough for anything, because we wait for these ones that are more like feel good rallies. And there's not much to feel good if you're at the bottom of this economy. And that bottom economy is getting, it's growing. This isn't going to get better. The jobs coming back out of this aren't better. It's nonsense. And then we watched, oh man, you know, Joe Manchin, who didn't know? I told people, yeah, they're going to get this first one, this $1.5 trillion one through, you know, for infrastructure with all these big construction companies and unions that support Democrats and stuff. Whatever, man. What about the little people? There's nothing being done for the small businesses on Main Street. Never has. It's all nonsense. All the billionaires get all the tax write-offs, and the small business is stuck with the, you know, nothing. I'm fed up with it, man.
I got one quick thing here, just kind of that we should recognize about what Joe's talking about, because he's hammering how the Democratic Party's just getting, how do they get beat by, you know, the Republicans in this climate, and then talking about how we go on about these new stories. Oh my gosh, look what they did again. That's part of the issue, okay? Is that the volume, the sheer volume of crazy stuff that they're doing, they just keep slamming it more out there, and people forget. People forget because of the way we live now and our access to information. So it's a strategy. Credit them. They've figured out how to use a strategy of just mass volume, overwhelm people, and they forget about the crazy stuff you said a week ago. Donald Trump's the perfect example. Look at all the... My son... I'm going to tell you this, Pizza Box. Sorry, but I just want to convey this. My son started a social studies class, and they're going through all this stuff, and he wanted to put together something on Donald Trump. So he started researching, watching these videos. There are cut-ups of all these things, you know, like clips of stuff he said, clips of stuff he did related to attacking media members, attacking school teachers, attacking whoever. And... like, I couldn't remember all those things, but they all happened, and he just kept hammering it out there, and people forget about it. And that is also a factor in why Democrats are losing elections and can lose to people who don't seem to be a very good candidate at all on the Republican side.
The corporate-owned media kicks our ass. I mean, you know how upset I was about, you know, Rachel Maddow, oh, we're going to keep her on, she's going to work for $30 million a year, and then she gets popped by the right wing for running a story that wasn't accurate. I mean, some of it was, right? But it was a free shot at the far right, you know, and you got to please that crowd that's watching. I don't turn that crap on anymore. I really can't. And then, you know, I'll only watch so much of CNN, and then I start getting sick of listening to the, you know, the cockiness of that crew too, you know, because it's just none of the stuff is funny. Why are you guys laughing? I really want to, can somebody tell me who's dumber? Trump supporters or people that don't support Trump but keep voting Republican? Because there's no way you can excuse yourself from this. We know what this is all about. It's all about this racism and hatred and sexism and just bigotry. And and it gets worse every day, right? And then you look at what's happening in other countries. Oh, yeah, you know, no wonder Trump was having a good time, right? There's a bunch of dictators, you know, licking each other's boots. And none of them, they're all cowards, man. They're all cowards. Now you see Trump, you know, he's what? They did the pay-per-view event. It's tonight, I think, isn't it? Yeah. You know, Evander Holyfield, yeah, he's probably got a lot of sense left in him, right? And some other dude, you know, doing this. It's a reality show. This is what people watch now. This is what that's how it all happened. Reality TV is anything but reality. And if it's something that you wish you could strive to be, you're sick. There's something wrong with you, man. You need too much TV, not enough nature, not enough time with your friends and family or pets. God, I hope you don't have any. You know, I can't say that on Facebook. I can't say to somebody, geez, I hope you don't have pets. I'll get kicked off for 30 days. So then I have to come up with another way, and I just put a kitty up there. I don't know what it is with you people. You're angry and you're stupid. But we've got, another slice of Outside the Pizza Box. We'll hammer some more when we come back.